You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
What's concerning to us is there any sort of blackmail opportunity for China against the United States because of those close working relationships? I say it's concerning.
Yes, it is concerning. Those are the words of Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa. This is April the 8th, 2022. No, we are still not live streaming at Larry Connors USA YouTube, because YouTube shut us down, you know, for one of their stupid little reasons they will not explain, and they just won't get back and help us resolve whatever the issue was, like I really care. But we're still working on other options, and hopefully by next week we'll be up on Rumble for you. So stay posted on those developments. So here's Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, asking the big question. With everything we've seen regarding Hunter Biden, the laptop, bank documents that Grassley and Sandra Johnson have found, big question, is the president or members of his family being blackmailed? Bigger concern is our national security at stake. Senator Grassley and Johnson continue pressing on information involving Hunter Biden and the laptop, but also how Joe Biden was and maybe still is involved in the past where now it can't be hidden, such as taking monies that he never reported to the IRS. We have several developments on that story, several. We're going to spend a lot of time in the second hour dealing with that story. Plus the state-controlled media still trying to cover Hunter Biden's new revelation that, yes, Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Everything on the laptop was real. But they're not covering, or at least trying to avoid covering, anything that might link any of it to President Biden. And they're still busy trying to cover their own arses, making wild excuses as to why they are coming to the party late. And even then, as they come to the party late and admit 17, 18 months after all of this began to break, they come into the party late and now they still are lying about that part of history. We're going to get into all of that. They're going to love it, you're going to love it, and I'm looking forward to it. And then we have more tragedies out of Ukraine. How bad can it get? How much worse can it get? Russia now attacking a train station where women and children had gathered to board the train to leave Ukraine. The Russian military knew the target. They knew who they were hitting. That's not a military target. And the atrocities continue. We will have more on that for you. Oh, and Texas Governor Abbott says he will do what I've been pushing for a long time. For all the states along the border and elsewhere, take all the illegals, drop them off in D.C., or drop them on the lawns of Hollywood stars. White House Saski spokeswoman says that's all a publicity stunt. The governor has no authority for it, has no authority. What authority do you have to simply let illegals come across our border? What authority do you have? My answer is you have none. I say board the buses, drop them right in the middle of D.C. You don't want to miss our special guest today, Terry Schilling, American Principles Project. He's been fighting to protect kids from transgender indoctrination, state-controlled media blocking his ads and attacking him and his organization. You don't want to miss that. And here's a question. What if you held a seminar to discuss journalistic ethics? And you bring in people that supposedly know about journalism and journalism ethics. And they're going to teach you about ethics. Oh, my God. This is going to be a laugh. This is going to be funnier than watching how many clowns can come out of that car. We've got a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. You don't want to miss it. Make sure your friends and family don't. Lock and load. Ready. On the right. For years, I've told you, be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. That's because I know the excellent work Wellington does when it comes to making your home, your business, even hospitals safe. See, recently I asked Wellington to check a relative's home. The relative had been constantly sick. Doctors couldn't find a cause. I asked Tom Wellington, please check the house. After extensive testing, Wellington could rule out mold and other air and water toxins. Well, that was a major relief. And the negative results gave doctors added information. So when I encourage you to call Wellington, I mean it. Wellington, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, Missouri and Illinois. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
To help local officials whose communities are being overwhelmed by hordes of illegal immigrants who are being dropped off by the Biden administration, Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Wanted you to think about what he was saying. We're going to take all these illegals, and we're going to gather them up, put them on a bus, and we're going to drop them off in front of the Capitol. Well, you know how many times I've said over the last several years that's what we should be doing? Everyone who claims all illegals have a right to be here. They need a better place to stay. They need better comforts. How many times have I asked, if you really believe that when it comes to illegals, why aren't you opening room in your house? Open a bedroom. Surely you got extra space in your house. Got some in the basement? No? Okay. Your garage. You only put cars in your garage. Take the cars out. Let people stay in the garage. Would that not be better for them than where they were staying? Nice concrete floor. May not be heated. Maybe it is. Maybe air conditioned. Maybe not. But still better. Surrounded by four solid walls from the elements. But above and beyond that, the Hollywood elites have always been pushing for illegals have a right to be here. How many of them? And let's begin with Senator Feinstein and House Speaker Pelosi and all the A-list actors and actresses all about humanity. How many of them? Will you give me a name of one? Can you give me just one name of someone who's done that? Oh, they'll throw money at the problem. They'll donate and so forth. But no, you're not really. You're buying your way out. You don't have any flesh in the game just because you gave money. When you sacrifice to help others, then I understand that, yeah, you mean it. And it wouldn't be a sacrifice to a large extent for a lot of those in the Hollywood area. They got homes. They got mansions. They've got massive lawns. They just lower the gate over the moat so folks could come in. They could at least put tent cities on the lawn rather than on the streets of the San Francisco, be they illegal or not legal. Or rather, I should say, are legal, or even homeless vets. Where's the compassion? Where's the compassion to take these people and do something to help them? Those of you who listen to this program for a long time, you know that I'm a God-fearing Christian, and I certainly have compassion for people. I don't like to see people abused in any way. I don't like to see them made fun of because of some physical deformity or illness, things of that nature. And I'm not really making fun of these who are trying to come to America for a better life. I fully understand that. What parent would not want their child to have a better life? That I accept. But we have legal immigration. And we got a lot of folks still waiting to come in under legal immigration who are now being shoved to the back of the line again because more and more illegals are coming across. The Biden administration saying, we're just going to bring them on in. This is going to be our lasting legacy. Yeah, that's a fact. And, of course, why would they do that? Well, they think they're going to be votes for them. I cited stats to you the other day that when Trump ran in the last presidential election, he carried something like 33% to 37% of the Latino vote, I think. I think his numbers now, according to some of the latest polls, are nearing 60% of those Latinos living in this country legally. And they're not gonna, they are among the first to complain about you let all these illegals come in. They're going to come to our community where they can kind of mix in, look for some kind of shelter. If they can't find it, they might steal or rob or molest my child. And I know a lot of those people in those communities are also filled with humanity. But they can't take everyone in. For the elite of this country who demand that the border be open for anyone and everyone to come across, I'm not even getting into vetting yet if they are jihadists. They've been using that route, by the way. For those who have that attitude with an I say, prove it. Open your house. Lower that gate over your moat to your estate. Give them places to camp out. Hell, build them small structures on your lawn. Let them have an extra bedroom. They could probably put two families in a bedroom that has two beds, and they'd be just as happy as they could be. But Greg Abbott has decided what I want to do is we're going to organize 900 buses. And we're going to start safely transporting. We're going to make sure the buses are safe. And we're going to then take them, put them on these buses. All the illegals that the federal government gives us along the Texas border. And we're going to bus them right to D.C. We'll make sure they're fed and taken care of on the way up there. And then we will let them out at the state, at the U.S. Capitol. Oh, And it's, the numbers are going to increase. And if Abbott does that, and other states decide, you know what, we've all thought about it, he's doing it, let's join the caravan. Well, of course, here comes White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki saying, this is nothing more than a stupid PR stunt.
Last one on this. Now that the Texas governor is saying that he's going to start busing border crossers to Washington, D.C., when they get here, are you guys going to help them find a place to stay and something for them to do?
Well, I'm not aware of what authority the governor would be doing that under. I think it's pretty clear this is a publicity stunt. His own office admits that a migrant would need to voluntarily be transported, and then he can't compel them to because, again, enforcement of our country's immigration laws lies with the federal government, not a state.
Washington, D.C.?
Well, listen, I don't know, but I know that the governor of Texas or any state does not have the legal authority to compel anyone to get on a bus.
Really? They don't have the legal authority to enforce the border? They don't have the legal authority, if you cross the border illegally, to take them into custody? They don't have the legal authority to then maybe put them on transportation and take them somewhere else? The damn government, the U.S. government apparently does. Oh, we got the authority and money to ship them anywhere in the nation they want to go. And when she talks about it's a PR stunt, if anybody understands PR stunts, it would be the Biden White House and Jen Psaki. I'll remind you, next month, at some point, she's already announced she's leaving the White House. She's taking a job on one of the cable networks, cushy job, going to pay hundreds of thousands. A lot more than she gets as being a PR flack for Biden. And yet she's still up there mouthpiecing for him, trying to act like she's fair and balanced. If she were fair and balanced on that question when Peter Ducey asked about it, she wouldn't call it a publicity stunt. What she should be saying is, you know what? I've known several people talking about doing that, such as Larry Connors at Larry Connors USA. I've heard him say that. And it's probably a good idea to put pressure on the government to shut down the border. That's what she should be doing. House Minority Whip Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, arguing that unless House Democrats are willing to sign off on the GOP petition to keep Title 42 in place, then those Democrats are open for, they are for an open border. And he said there's an alarming crisis. It's going to get worse. Everybody knows it. Look, they're estimating over 500,000 a month will be coming across illegally once Title 42 is dropped next month. Psaki won't be worrying about it. She'll be at her cushy, well-paid either MSNBC or CNN job, probably MSNBC. But either way, Scalise says, I think about this. This is a tool that the border agents use to help secure the border. It's one more tool that Joe Biden is taking away, Title 42, because he wants an open border. We have a bill, by the way, to solve this. If just five Democrats sign on, we will get this bill brought up to the floor. What about the senators? Scalise was asked about that. He said, well, the problem there is we don't really need their support. We need their signature because they're saying they're for it, but they won't actually take the steps to bring the bill up. And in the end, if they bring the bill up, it doesn't happen. So they are mouthing the right things, he says, saying, but I say mouthing, but then they won't follow it up with action on the House floor. So they're also for an open border. It's that simple. Now, a lot of them are going to face re-election. How's that going to play out? How's that going to play out when they stand there and say, no, we allowed Title 42 to be dropped because we are for an open border? And talking about PR stunts, Jen Psaki in the Biden White House tried to pull one off yesterday. You remember the Obama phone? I'll get you a free phone. Remember the woman saying, I want my free Obama phone. Well, Jen Psaki said, what we are going to do is give all the illegals coming in a cell phone. Do you have a cell phone? I'm just asking, do you have a nice cell phone, a new one? Do you have one? Would you like a better one? Maybe you can claim you're an illegal and you'll get one. Peter Ducey said, aren't you worried about them simply throwing them away? And she smartly, snarkily said, do you know anybody throwing phones away? Well, yes, I do, Jen, I do. Those who are doing illegal things, and they know they could be tracked by them, they get rid of them. But she's saying, well, you guys want us to keep track of the illegals coming in, and apparently they decide we're not going to put them under house arrest. We're not going to put monitors on them. We'll just give them a free phone. Listen to this.
Our concern is ensuring that individuals who irregularly migrate to the United States proceed through our process of, you know, of course, being monitored, but also participating in hearings to determine whether or not they will be able to stay.
Yeah, we're going to give them the phones to monitor them. And did you hear her slip just a little bit? Those who irregularly migrate to the U.S. irregularly? Do you mean illegally? Because that's really what they're doing. She came this close to saying illegally migrate. But she said irregularly migrate. In other words, not going through the migration process, which equates to illegal immigration. God, these people are stupid. They expect us to buy this over and over? I don't think so. And then Walt Disney. The one place you thought you could take your children that'd be safe and have a good, fun time, and you would have politics and indoctrination shoved down their throat. Coming up, listen to one of the Disney board execs about transgenders.
I guess I grew up on an older road. A pedal to the metal, always did what I told. Until I found out that my brand new clothes are came secondhand from the rich kids next door. And I grew up fast, I guess I grew up mean. There's a thousand things inside my head I wish I ain't seen. And now I just wander through a real bad dream. Feeling like I'm coming apart at the seams. But thank you, Jack Daniels. Oh, number 7. Tennessee whiskey got me drinking in heaven. And
this is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually. One transgender child and one pansexual child. And also as a leader. And that was the thing that really got me, because I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks, in open forums and through emails and phone conversations. And I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them, to all of us. We had an open forum last week at 20th where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the years, where one of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content. And I went, what? That can't be true. And I realized, oh, it actually is true.
Are you digesting what you just heard? That's part of a leaked video with the Disney corporate president, Carrie Burke. They had a Disney Reimagine Tomorrow summit, and some of the video got linked out. Acknowledging the company has been targeting Generation Z and millennials with LGBTQ1A2S+ content. I tell you, I don't know how to make sense of any of it anymore. And I don't think many of them inside of that group know either. She said, my son told me Gen Z is 30 to 40% queer than the other generations, Mom. Disney better get with it. That's what her own son told her. Now, as you heard her say, she began by saying, I'm a mother of a homosexual. Did she call him homosexual or queer? I forgot. Let me see what her exact wording was. Well, I can't seem to find it. But then she goes on to say that of one, and then also, oh, that's right. She said, I have one transgender child, and one pansexual child. And now you're thinking, well, what is a pansexual child? Well, a pansexual child by definition, is limited in sexual choice with regard to biological sex, gender, or gender identity. Didn't know that, did you? What's an example? Well, someone who's polysexual might be attracted to people of every gender except for maybe one, like maybe women. A pansexual be attracted to men, women, non-binary people, people of any other gender identity, and you might add bestiality to it before it's over with. But here you have the Walt Disney corporate president saying, we've got to get with it, we've got to do more, we've got to step up. In other words, if you listen to her, Disney has no plans to return to innocence.
One of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content. And I went, what? That can't be true. And I realized, oh, it actually is true. We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, and yet we don't have enough leads and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters and not have to be about gay stories. And so that's been very eye-opening for me. And I can tell you, it's something that I feel perhaps had this moment not happened, I, as a leader, and me as my colleagues would not have focused on. And going forward, I certainly will be more so. I know that we will be, and I hope this is a moment where, the 50% of the tears, sorry, are coming. We just don't allow each other to go backwards.
She is crying because we're not pushing transsexual gender identity on kids enough at Disney and Disney projects. She's crying for that. I'm crying and on my knees praying because of what they are doing. Stand by for my guest that has more on this story. Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
And all those things I didn't say.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
As we were discussing in the previous segment, what Disney World is doing is going to start trying to reimagine tomorrow by pushing more transgender indoctrination and sexual indoctrination upon children just going to Disneyland. My God, parents save up a lot of money to get their kids to go. The rides are extensive. It's often hot and long, and the parents stand in this line and buy anything and everything the kids want, and they spend a small fortune. That's going to probably come to a stop, because if they begin to realize that Disney is all intent upon indoctrinating their children, not to enjoy a day of fantasy and fun. In the future, when somebody wins some big event, like the Super Bowl, where are you going? What are your plans? I'm going to Disney World. Or now they'll say, I'm going to Queer World, or whatever. My next guest is Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project. Terry, welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Let me get a clear understanding for the public again exactly what American Principles Project is.
Oh, we are the NRA for families. And what I mean by that is, the same way the NRA organizes gun owners to protect the Second Amendment, we're out there on the front lines organizing families in politics to protect the family, protect childhood innocence, and punish the bad guys that are hurting us, and reelect good guys and get new people in there that are going to protect and preserve the family.
Now, you, of course, are not newly started, because you actually tried to put up some posters and campaigns on how Biden would be so extreme on transgender issues back in 2020. But again, you got hit by an avalanche of fact checkers and the so-called mainstream media, I call them now state-controlled media, debunking and making sure your ads didn't run or they got put aside.
That's exactly right, Larry. We had done a lot of hard work throughout the year. We had done a lot of research and produced really good quality ads. We even raised $7.5 million from thousands of donors across the country. And we put these ads out there using Biden's own words and campaign pledges. We had him in a town hall where he was talking about how he supported sex changes for minors. And now they use different words. They use words like gender affirmation therapy, gender affirmation surgeries. And we had him dead to rights. And the main, the state-controlled media and big tech censored our ads. They kept them from running. They fact-checked them, quote-unquote, and they said that we were lying and smearing Joe Biden's reputation and words. And the thing is, now that Biden is president, his press secretary and his Department of Health and Human Services secretary are both out there just this week saying that they support not only sex changes for minors, but they want to pay for it with our tax dollars. This is enraging, Larry, for so many reasons, but I it's tough for me to comprehend how bad and evil these people are that they would lie and malign our ads.
Well, and on top of that, some of those that are also about having the children make that decision if they are maybe young, like 12 or 14, that for them to decide at that point. And yet the same group that's willing to allow children to decide, I want puberty blockers, I want to have a surgical transplant operation because I feel more like a boy than a girl or a girl than a boy, whatever, they got upset because one of the Vogue models, Bella Hadid, admitted that at age 12 she talked her mom into letting her get a nose job. And then now, 10, 15 years later, she says, I regret getting that nose job. I should have kept it. It would enhance my nationality and my heritage. So she regrets a decision as simple as a nose job. And these folks said it was okay for her to make that decision, or rather was not okay for her to make it, and her mom should not have assisted. And yet they're willing to let children go through physical changes that would affect them the rest of their lives.
That's exactly right, Larry. And the thing here that separates it is that this is tied to the sexual left, to the LGBT movement. And it shows you how much power that these people have in our society. And I'll give you an example. So essentially the argument from the transgender movement is we have to affirm these kids and their gender identity because if we don't, they are at risk of losing their life through suicide. Fine, I can understand not wanting more people to commit suicide. However, we shouldn't be putting them on hormones. We shouldn't be giving them, chemical castrations and cross-sex hormones and all of that. And we don't allow that for anyone else. You look at a young boy, right, who's insecure about his body. He wants to gain more muscle mass. He wants to get bulk. And we don't allow him to take steroids. We don't allow him to go to a doctor and get a prescription for anabolic steroids that will allow him to gain muscle mass faster just because he's insecure with his body, because it goes against all medical guidelines to allow that young boy to intake tons and tons of extra testosterone. But somehow or another, the LGBT movement has taken over all of these industries to where it's mandated that they have to give these children these types of hormones that are harmful to their bodies and cause permanent sterilization. It's absolutely insane, and the LGBT movement, contrary to what you'll hear on the state-run media, has way too much power in this country.
Well, and the other point is we're talking about 1.4 million listing themselves as transgenders. We're talking about adults. 0.6% of the population dictating to everyone else, basically. And I had a story on the other day of a man who identifies himself as a 60-year-old homosexual, and he has a friend who's a transgender, and his transgender friend says, I don't like all this radicalization and trying to push transgender on kids and everything. I don't want to be part of that, swept into it. I made the choice on my own, but I don't want to see others pushed and basically groomed. And to that extent, a lot of folks don't like to say Disney is helping groom children for the future. Connie Zimpel, writing for the Federalist, points out, are we going to quibble over the word groomers? That's an okay word to refer to people who delight in sexualizing kids and hiding it from their parents.
No, that's exactly right, Larry. And the thing is you don't have to be a radical, arch right-wing Christian conservative to oppose sex changes for minors. In fact, many members of, you know, self-identified members of the LGBT community reject this. Some of the ads and the issues that we've taken up have actually been suggested to me by friends of mine who identify as gay. Right. This is mainstream to oppose sex changes for minors. It is mainstream to want to protect children from these life altering decisions like blocking your natural puberty, altering your body through permanent mastectomies and bottom surgery, and also those cross sex hormones that sterilize these kids for life. It's absolutely insane what we're allowing to happen to our children.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that you have friends who are gay, because I was getting ready to say that, and I said, I don't know how this is going to change your opinion of me, but I have gay friends. I do. I care about them. It's not my lifestyle. I know what the Bible says, but I'm letting God do the judge. I'm not going to be the judge of people. That's God's job. But they're friends. I care about them, and what's going on with them. And most of mine are conservatives. They basically are log cabin Republicans. They are not in favor of any of this either. So it's causing divisiveness inside the LGBT community.
That's exactly right. And listen, in my experience with meeting people and being friends with gay people is a lot of times they're just like you and I. They just have a different sexual orientation. They eat the same food as us. They laugh at the same jokes. They're funnier than me a lot of times, right? So they're human beings just like we are, and they're just as reasonable. And they oppose this type of agenda that's being forced on our kids. When you look at it, really what's happening is these young little kids who – some of them still believe in Santa Claus, right, and the Easter Bunny. They're being exploited. They're being exploited for political power. They're being exploited for profit. And they're being exploited ideologically to advance a Marxist agenda, frankly.
Well, and the other point is, I mean, kids would change their mind. You know, it's like, what do you want for your birthdays? You get several different things. Finally, they don't want any of that. I mean, then you're trying to encourage them. One little girl the other day was saying that she felt like maybe she had tried to hang herself twice in school, grade schooler, because she liked to play video games, and boys were saying, maybe you should be a girl, and she began to feel bully, like, I mean, that you should be a boy, and she began to think, maybe I should do it. In other words, it's being encouraged. I have to ask you a quick question before we continue. I was only going to have you on during this segment. Do you have time to hold over through the commercial break for just a little bit more time?
Absolutely, Larry.
All right, good. I'd like to keep you on because there are a couple more questions I'm going to go through, and I want to give you time to adequately answer them, and I don't want to shortchange you. You're listening to, at this time, Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project. As he said, we're basically the NRA for parents' rights. Parents, you listening right now, you got other friends that you know are concerned about this, give them a call, because we'll continue with Terry on the other side of the break, because they're standing and holding the line against those who would prey upon your children. Stand and hold the line. Stand by, please. Hey, let's do lunch at Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles. That's right, Cafe Napoli 3, now open for lunch and Sunday brunch. So let's plan lunch or Sunday brunch at Cafe Napoli in St. Charles. Of course, you always get great food and service at each Napoli location, Clayton, Town and Country, St. Charles. But let me remind you again, for lunch or Sunday brunch, Cafe Napoli 3 in St. Charles.
Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
We're continuing my guest, Terry Schilling, president of the American Principles Project. As he said, we're kind of the NRA for parents' rights to protect their children. And we're using the term grooming a moment ago, that there's a debate over that because there are numerous ads now coming out that Republicans are smearing everyone as pedophiles, and a groomer is considered a pedophile. That's been the hit against most gay community members, they're pedophiles. They're preying on children. Most gays don't. In fact, most pedophiles are adult heterosexual males. Isn't that correct?
I'm not sure what the what I can tell you is that the main concerns are not LGBT teachers molesting children. What the concerns are is actually about any teacher, mostly actually straight in these schools, who are teaching young children as young as kindergarten radical concepts like sexual orientation and gender identity. These are children, and this response about the groomer accusation is, it's all related to the Florida bill. And if you remember,
it's part of their tactic to shut you down.
Exactly. And what happened is Governor DeSantis was being called a hateful bigot, an anti-LGBTQ bigot. And he responded to those claims and said, I have no hatred towards LGBT people. This bill is not anti-LGBT. It's anti-grooming. And that's where this word first really surfaced and popped. And that's exactly what's happening. You know, look, the thing is, they are jumping to conclusions here. And I think it's suspect that they are immediately jumping to pedophilia as the concern.
Let me emphasize on something. The American Bar Association, actually on its website, explains groomer. It says sexual grooming key elements include targeting the victim, securing access to, isolating the victim, gaining the victim's trust, controlling, concealing the relationship. All of which happens, they don't add that part, but I do, happens easily in school settings, especially when you're not letting the parents know that when the child's there, they don't want to be called he or him. They want to be, you know, sir or something else, and they're not allowed to tell the parents.
No, that's exactly – well, not only are they – told that they're not allowed to tell the parents, they encourage the children to keep the secrets from the parents and to not, they do isolate these kids and they betray the trust of parents. Listen, I have five kids with my sixth on the way. I send my kids to school to learn math, reading, science, history, you know, the basics that we used to teach kids. I never would have sent my kids to school if I thought that the teachers would start grooming them into a new gender identity. That's what we're dealing with here. The word to groom, you can groom someone to be president. You can groom someone to be a drug dealer. You can groom someone for a lot of things. And what these people are doing is accurately described as grooming them for a sexual ideology that is radical and opposed by the vast majority of parents in this country. That's the truth, and that's the reality.
And then we have President Biden saying the other day that transgenders, LGBT community, we have your back. Saying that you were born in the image of God. And I take offense at. A man and a woman are born in the image of God. If you're having transsexual surgery and changing your gender, you're not in the image of God. That's not the way you were created.
Well, the irony of the transgender movement and what Biden is saying is he's saying we accept you for who you are. You just have to get lots of surgery and a lifetime supply of hormones and puberty blockers in order to be who you truly are. It is self-contradictory. And my problem, the transgender solution to gender identity disorder will never work. And it'll never work because it is a step towards suicide. It is a rejection of your body. Your suicide is a rejection of your soul and your body combined, your entire life. And when you start getting people comfortable with rejecting their body and being unhappy with their body, you are getting them that much closer to suicide, and that is the reality. And the thing is, the suicide rates are the same amount for transgenderism as it is for all other types of mental disorders, like anorexia, like body dysmorphia. It is very similar. And until we start teaching these young children to accept their bodies as they were made and that they're perfect just as they are, we will still have this problem of high suicide attempt rates, and we have to solve that.
My attitude has been, if a child is really that confused, they do need help, not grooming and direction, but help. And if an adult is that confused at that stage in their life, and I pray for them. If you're really that confused, I do pray for you. I mean, that you're that messed up. But what I don't like is people taking advantage of it and then pushing their indoctrination upon, especially children. Listen, I want to thank you very much, Terry. We'll probably have you, I'd love to have you back again as things move forward. This is a American Principles Project. You can look them up, Terry Schilling, a conservative PAC, which, according to the state-controlled media, is spreading anti-trans misinformation about Biden. No, it's the other way around. Terry, I want to thank you again very much for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me, Larry. Anytime.
All right, we'll do it again. Coming up in the next hour, I moved some stuff around so we could make sure we got that man. But I tell you what we'll do the next hour. It's already on schedule. We're going to do it anyway. And that is how the mainstream or now state-controlled media is still trying to cover up Hunter Biden. And the excuses are getting lamer and lamer. No validity. And then we're going to go also, we've got to focus on Russia and Ukraine and how there are some people being called that you must be a Putin friend if you believe that. Really? You need to hear this story coming up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.